Three Wild Dogs and the Truth, written and read by Marcus Zusak. For Helena Dravonska, and in loving memory of Jacek, we miss you. Prologue. The Wilderness Within. There's nothing like having a punch-up with your dog on a crowded city street. The intersection is vast, the oncoming judgment electric. In a way, it's almost a relief as I gather my thoughts and fortitude. I've had moments with dogs before, moments you might not believe, and I can smell when there's one in the making. To quickly describe the neighbourhood, it's shockingly, awfully affluent, but there's plenty of rubbish on the ground. It's Sydney's eastern suburbs and there are something like 9 lanes of cars. It's one of the bigger, more bustling traffic points of Ocean Street, Sid Einfeld Drive, Oxford, a veering left onto Wallace and the Wallara gates of Centennial Park. There are turning lanes, street crossings, pedestrians, there are cyclists and all manner of people, and people with all manner of dogs, and almost always cavoodles. The dog I'll fight is Frosty. Frosty is not a cavoodle. He's a big, white, boisterous, wiry-furred pound dog. Probably a version of Wolfhound Cross, with a black nose, pink skin and snout, a smattering of spots on his ears, and a rancorously happy smile. He has 2 big brown patches on his backside, like a baboon, or the exact same shape that the artist formerly known as Prince used to cut, for some permanently bewildering reason, into the rump of some of his outfits. When people see those patches, they either laugh or suggest what he's sat in, which we like to take in our stride. There was conjecture about Frosty's name when we bailed him out of the group home. A few points on that last sentence. First, my wife wanted to rename him Ziggy. Full name Ziggy Frost. Our kids were keeping it simple. The name on the Sydney Dogs and Cats Home website was Frosty, and they were more than willing to fight for it. Second, I've never been able to say rescue centre or call any of my dogs a rescue. I remember a David Sedaris story where he mocks the self-righteous dog owner type who loves bragging that his or her dog is exactly that, a rescue. I discovered the story long after we'd taken in our wild, ferocious, temperaments only a mother could love pound dogs. Frosty is the third. The other two have since departed this world. But he hit the nail on the head. We're not special for taking in these 100% non-pedigrees. We're idiots. Okay, we're idiots and we're right. Some poor half-breed Staffy or Kelpie is just sitting there panting in his prison cell, waiting for either the final injection, as my mum always calls it, or a bleeding-hearted dilettante to come along and say, "That's the one, Agnes, that's the one," totally ignorant of the chaos to come, or worse, completely attuned to it, but unable in the end to resist. So at our place, we call it like it is. Our dogs come from the pound. But recently, I've taken it further. The pound has become the group home. "Shit," I'll shout. "Bloody Frosty. If he does that one more time, I'm sending him back to the group home." Mika, my wife. "What's he done this time?" "Ah, just the usual. I can't even put my shoes on. He keeps headbutting me." "And jumping on you?" "Yeah." "And clawing you?" "Yeah." "Oh my God, what a pain in the ass." "Yeah." But it's amazing how all this is spoken. There are smiles on faces, laughter on stares. He's just desperate for a walk after all. It was clear he never got out much before. In the first few months we had him, it was like walking a rolling thunderstorm or ADHD on legs, but more of that to come. For now, I should quickly expand on what I was saying earlier. To clean it all up properly from the start, like when you go to a public event and they tell you about the housekeeping, turn your phone to silent and so on. Here, the housekeeping is different. You should know or be warned what's coming. It's mostly the terminology or the rudeness, gruffness, and maybe just downright hostility. I mean, I'm supposed to be a nice guy. I'm friendly. I'm a good person. I'm known to be easygoing and generous of spirit. But when you start to write about your life, as opposed to writing fiction, which I normally do for a living, you can take a few different